I've done what the children enjoy doing at this Christmas time, as it were, clearing the table and literally seeing what Christmas is all about. But I want to just take a moment now to say something more. If you are very observant and notice things, you will notice that one of the posters that has been put up outside the church for this Christmas time reminds us that hope is born. Hope is born at Christmas. And I just want to speak for a moment or two, if you like. Colossians chapter 1 and verse 23 might be my text. It says, if you continue in your faith, established and firm, not moved from the hope held out in the gospel. The hope held out in the gospel. We live in an increasingly secular age, which just basically means that we live at a time in the history of our nation when people aren't as interested in the Christian gospel as they once were. It's probably a bit late to get this for Christmas Day, but if you did happen to know someone and you were stuck and not sure what to get them for Christmas, and they happened to be a reader, and they maybe were interested in finding out more about the Lord Jesus, Reasonable Faith by William Lane Craig is a very excellent book. And if you Google William Lane Craig, you will discover all about him. He is a man who goes around the world speaking at universities and colleges and many other places about the Christian faith. And he sometimes finds himself debating with atheists and other people who are very cynical about the gospel. And he's a very, very fine Christian, Bible-believing man. And so we commend that to you. He said this: in general, Western culture is deeply post-Christian. And you and I live in a nation which is arguably post-Christian. And that's why this morning, throughout our land, that there are churches sitting half empty at best, because there are many who are very, very cynical. Many today subscribe to, have you heard of Giftmas? Again, like me, probably as you go to check your emails in the morning, every now and again there's different things come in. And one that's been coming in recently is the advertising for Giftmas and Merry Giftmas. And as you can see, it's literally taking the Christ out of Christmas. And it's the message that this time of the year is basically just about the gifts. That's really what it's about. So just for a moment, let's just go there. Let's pursue that just for a moment. So this coming week and next weekend is all about the gifts. And so the message of Giftmas, which is being pursued by many and pushed by many, is that if you have enough money, and sadly not everybody does have enough money, but if you have enough money, then you can buy people gifts, and hopefully it will make them happy and bring them a little bit of pleasure for a while. But here's a question. If you're a parent here this morning, what good will Giftmas be for you in helping to bring up your family? How will Giftmas encourage and equip and resource you to bring up your children in a wise and godly way? Or young people, let me ask you this question. You may have the latest smartphone, and you may be delighted with that gift. But how will that gadget help you to make really important decisions in life as you grow up? Or here's a question for all of us, whether we're young or whether we're old. Whenever something happens in life, sickness comes, or you have to go into hospital, or something worse, dare I say, happens. There's maybe an accident or a problem or a tragedy. How will giftmas help you then? Here's another question. What hope does giftmas bring this morning for the people of Aleppo? What hope does the message of giftmas bring to the children in Yemen? What hope does the message of giftmas bring to the street children of Brazil or the orphans of Uganda? You see, giftmas is not as great as people in the commercial business would have us believe. Giftmas is just another commercial ploy that promises much but delivers very little. So, boys and girls, you heard of Scrooge? Yep. You heard of the Grinch? Do you think I'm being a Grinch or a Scrooge this morning by really telling you that giftmas isn't maybe as great as it is cut out to be? Well, I hope not, because I hope that you do get your gifts. Of course I do. But what I'm really trying to say is this, that the big message that's out across our land today, which is, don't so much worry about Christmas, but it's giftmas, it's a time for gifts, is actually an empty message, which will not actually satisfy or help us compared to the message of the Christ of Christmas. Here's a story for, listen to this if you're a teenager. Listen to this if you're an older person. I read the other day of a senior policeman in England who said this, and he said it about a situation where the youth, and certainly that part of the United Kingdom, they spend their weekends drinking and drugging and all sorts of other stuff. And he said this after a very serious incident where a young person looked at somebody else the wrong way and was stabbed to death. And the question was asked, why does that happen? What is wrong with this country? And I don't know whether the senior policeman is a Christian or not. He said this, I'll tell you what's wrong with this country. There's no hope in this country. The young people have no hope. And so they spend their lives living this way. Young folk, listen very carefully to that story. Because we live in a nation where there's a great battle going on. And some people are trying to get the message out, you don't need Christ, you don't need the gospel, you don't need church, you don't need all of that rubbish. Go and enjoy yourself. Live life to the full, and you'll have an amazing life. Young folk, it's just a lie. It's a lie. So what about the hope that's held out in the gospel? Remember I was saying, parents, what wisdom will you get from giftmas for bringing up your children? I'm not sure that you'll get very much. Here's what you'll get from the message of Christ. Bring them up in the training and nurture of the Lord. And God has given you his word to guide and to lead you in doing that, parents. Young people, I asked you a minute ago, you may have the latest smartphone or the latest gadget, but how will that actually guide you in life and to making really important decisions? I'm not sure how well it will guide you at all. But here's what the Word of God says. Here's what the Christ of Christmas says. Trust in the Lord with all your heart. Lean not on your own understanding. In all your ways acknowledge him, and he will direct your paths. I asked a moment ago about whenever sickness strikes, whenever tragedy strikes, whenever an accident happens, what good is Giftmas? Not really much good at all. But the Christ of Christmas says, when these things happen, I will be with you. I will guide you. I will help you. I will bring you through even the tears and the valleys and the struggles and the trials. And folks, the people of Yemen this morning, the people of Aleppo, the refugees, the street children of Uganda or Brazil or wherever it is, what good is the message of Giftmas to them? But the message of Christ, glad tidings of great joy for all the people. Folks, I can go to a person if I was able to. I could go to a person this morning in Syria. I could go to a person this morning in Yemen. I could go to a person this morning in Uganda, and I could say to them, look, you may be in the most dire of straits, but here is the good news of Jesus Christ, that God sent his Son into the world, that whosoever believes upon him should not perish, but have everlasting life, and that Jesus Christ loves you, and he died for you on the cross in Calvary, and he invites you to come and put your trust in him, and to know life and life everlasting. So folks, I wonder this morning what you're going to choose. Young folk, I'm nearly finished. What are you going to pin your hopes on? Giftmas or the Christ of Christmas? And one other little plug. If you want to, those of you who are thinkers, those of you who maybe know someone who struggles with these things, and that's why I do deliberately mention these things, because I think people need to be aware that there are many answers to some of the cynics' questions. One very famous answer is Mere Christianity by C.S. Lewis. Young people, are you a reader? Have you read it? I would encourage you to read it. There's a wonderful chapter towards the end of it, all about hope, the hope of the gospel. So hope was born at Christmas, and it's something that will give us hope compared to Giftmas and the commercial lies that are all around us. Let us pray. Father in heaven, we pray at this Christmas time. Yes, we will buy the gifts, and we will give the gifts, and we enjoy doing that, Lord. But Lord, help us not to forget the greatest gift of all, the Lord Jesus Christ. And may we all, in our own hearts and in our homes and in our families, experience the hope that was born at Christmas. We ask it in Jesus' name. Amen.